Oh, they're good, dude. They're over at Jeff's sister's. They were all over the place, and they've been, but they're like the bees. They got to be above like 55 in the nighttime to be more productive, but they're in mate mode already. I got them at the end of my street, and, you know, they're back in the woods there where the one spot where I'm on mushrooms, too, so they're out. No, don't worry about those things. They still got enough bugs to eat, apparently.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But, yeah, we'll have to get together real soon. I'll try to, I mean, I realize as far as doing all the projects and getting everything complete around here, that's going to be a long time coming. But even if I put a decent dent, get a little satisfaction from getting some of this stuff done, I can still take some time to get out and do other stuff, like radios and obviously bees and mushroom hunting and fishing and whatnot. So we'll have to do some of that stuff for sure.
The reservoir is full of cats. I got two or three deer livers. You want to do some bottom fishing, but I want it to be warmer in the nighttime. After that surgery, my hands and feet get cold so easy. And usually we stay down there. Jeff ain't going to do it anymore because he's 24/7 bed now. But until he's got to really bathe, but he's getting a lot of sponge bath in too. I don't even know if he can even get in the tub anymore. He almost need a walk-in bathtub. But anyways, that we would fill two 5-gallon buckets where I go.